I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The sudden upsurge of violence between Israel and Gaza threatens to unravel what remains a five-month-old ceasefire. Sat7's David Harder says their satellite broadcasts encourage the remnant church while also bringing hope to those fearing civil war.
We do get responses from people living in very difficult places who tell us how grateful they are that when they can't go outside, that they can watch Christian broadcasts and they can watch Sat7, and they find it very encouraging to hear hope.
Harder urges prayer for the remnant church in the Middle East. If you'd like to support them, go to our website. Elsewhere, there are millions of orphans and abandoned babies in Kenya. World Gospel Mission's Tim Rickles says their baby center in Ngada is making a difference for some. It's a new venture for both WGM and the African Gospel Church. Their team's currently caring for 24 babies with the aim of getting an adoption program launched.
We're really hoping to find Christian homes to put these children in. That's one of the things that the church is wanting to see, a home with Christian love, and so they would find Christ through that. And of course, the influence of loving care, and young children begin to get the picture of Christ as they see people work there with them.
And Grace Ministries International is asking for prayer for their 27 pastoral students in Tanzania. They just finished final exams in their second two-month module and will be home with their families for a break until early June when the next module begins. From those who finished the first cycle, 27 went on to study at a pastoral college. Pray for the families of the teachers and the students as they study the Word of God and to train to be servants of the Lord in churches. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support our radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.